Stock markets opened slightly higher a day after the passing away of Dhirubhai Ambani. Stock markets opened on Monday without having been adversely impacted with the death of business icon and founder of Reliance Industries, Dhirubhai Ambani's death. At Friday's close, shares in Reliance Industries had dropped 7.1% and Reliance Petroleum's by 6.2% since Ambani was hospitalized on June 24th. Ambani, the founder of nation's biggest industrial group, Reliance, and celebrated for creating shareholder wealth for millions, died late on Saturday at the age of 69. Nimesh Shah, a prominent stockbroker in Mumbai, said that the markets had gotten used to Ambani's illness and were prepared.
The fact that the critical health of Mr. Ambani was known to the market for quite some time, the markets have taken this quite positively, because the whatever the bad news was has been discounted quite earlier. And even otherwise, looking from the company point of view, being such a big company, I don't think that they would not have proper succession plans. And I'm sure that the company would continue doing the way it is right now. And I don't see any further fall in the share price of the companies because of the death of Dhirubhai Ambani. See, Mukesh and Anil both have been in the business for a very long time now, and therefore I don't see any problems coming in as far as their understanding the business or their, you know, not knowing what to do in business. So the business is quite well set. They have hands-on experience. They have well-experienced people and team managers who are leading the company as such. So I don't think there is any problem as far as the company's management is concerned.
The Reliance Group has interests in oil and gas exploration and production, refining and market, petrochemicals, power and textiles. Poonam Dagar, ANI.